And now let us join together in our morning prayer. God of our ancestors, I swear I've been listening, but all I can hear is the sirens and the screams and the cries for help, the voices of those who are lost too soon in war, that were trying to stand for principles that we all too often forget as we call for justice over and over again. I'm listening for the good, but your presence in the world is all too often not as newsworthy as the pain. Holy God, there is so much hurting. And we keep deciding that power and money are worth more than the lives of the innocent. The flame from Pentecost of divine inspiration and understanding has turned to an ash of indifference that blocks our ears. Holy One, help us clear that ash to be able to hear the small voice calling softly but persistently to a new life. Help us hear the radical Jesus who calls us to reject the institutional powers of white supremacy and heteronormativity, of misogyny and xenophobia. And as we listen and understand the call of Jesus, help us in turn to call to others so that they might hear and see Jesus through our love. God, you are with us and all around us. We hear your voice in the raindrops nourishing your creation, in the greetings from our neighbors, in the words of love spoken between people who barely know each other. If we adjust our radios and we listen through the fuzz of confusion, we can begin to hear the call you extend to all of us, the grace that reaches across artificial borders, societal constructions of division and hierarchy, and courts us all to show us what life could be like. And maybe it isn't as dramatic as six winged angels and coals to burn our tongues, but sometimes those two winged angels in our sanctuary, and then the wingless angels that sit amongst us in the pews, wingless though they may be, remind us and call us to the work of justice. And they call us to the question that you ask us again and again, whom shall I send? That question demands an answer, as it has for centuries from our spiritual ancestors. Ancestors who time and time again have answered that question with, "Here I am, Lord, send me." So, Lord, help us to answer in that same way as we invite your kingdom. Help us to work at it with our own hands, guided by your voice, as we are guided by the voice of your child and the words spoken so long ago. Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.